This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, we're back with another visit to one of the artisans of Michigan. This time we're in Monroe visiting Michigan Musical Instrument Service. Kevin Powers has been repairing instruments there since 1987.
I do most of the work for the Detroit Symphony, all the brass players, the Toledo Symphony, some of the guys from Cleveland. Those would be my occasional clients. My everyday ones are the school kids that come in with a dent in their trumpet. So that's who my normal customers are.
And those kids have an interesting way of damaging their instruments.
Usual thing of slip on the, in the parking lot and fall on their horn, or you know, they back over their tuba. Or I get a lot of work like that.
After college, where he got his initial training, Powers got a job at a high-end trumpet maker, Schilke Music Products in Chicago. That's where he got to make some trumpets for some names you might recognize.
Oh, right, yes. I built one for Dizzy Gillespie, one for John Faddis, and Wynton Marsalis.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. I was lucky that way.
Over the years, he's learned to fix just about anything, and he says he enjoys the challenge of all of them.
To me, if it's a bassoon or a oboe or a flute or a saxophone, clarinet, trumpet, trombone, whatever, I don't really prefer one or the other. For me, fortunately, I've become well-known for fixing brass musical instruments, particularly tubas and trumpets. But I don't really care which one it is.
Kevin Powers was once a professional musician, so he can play all the orchestral instruments for about 2.5 octaves, which comes in handy when he needs to test them after he fixes them. With the equipment in his shop, he can manufacture replacement parts or build new horns from scratch. But repairing them can be just pounding the big dents out of a horn.
You can start out the dents just by tapping them.
Then using special tools to basically rub the wrinkles and smaller dents out.
You're literally just pressing the wrinkles out.
Pretty much, just pushing them along.
He says, though, fewer guys like him can stay in the business.
With the way the schools have been going, closing, and the state and the federal government drawing money back for the endowment for the arts, school closings and consolidation on schools have ruined music programs. There really isn't enough work for more than a few guys in any major city to put the food on the table. So it's tough.
Add to that, with cheaper horns being imported, it's sometimes less expensive to buy a brand new trumpet than to have one repaired. I asked him if he spends a lot of time alone in his shop, and he says, not really. There's always somebody dropping by, and he's okay with that.
You know, they want to come in and see what's going on and watch me swing a hammer when I'm fixing a horn or building a new one. I get a lot of joy out of that, the fact that people want to come by and chit-chat about music and, while I'm working, they'll come and watch me do it. I don't mind. They can look over my shoulder.
That's Kevin Powers at Michigan Musical Instrument Service in Monroe, another of our artisans of Michigan. In 2 weeks from now, we'll talk to a guy who has loved printing presses since he was a boy.
And there was a printing press in the garage. And it had a great big flywheel. And it actually was exactly the printing press on the other side of the shop. And I just love the machine.
And now he's combining the love of the printing press with his love of words as a professor of literature. That's in 2 weeks. Here on Stateside.